Well, at the moment, we have no direct link to the people behind this. But what I would like to say is that in the information curve, in the information cycle, there are people out there who are not happy with so many things. And they try to use online media. They try to use even news to spread fake news, misinformation, and disinformation to make sure that they are tarnishing names, but also targeting people and causing incitement.
Right.
You know? And so it's not clear, but given the fact that there was a manifest that was released, the airplane manifest, with the list of names of people who traveled on that flight.
Highlighting that very
person. I believe that obviously somebody who has access to this kind of information, direct access, should have been able to release it. But then it doesn't also rule out the fact that we might have some hackers around in Juba as well. So,
right.
Yeah, that could be the case. But we are not yet into detail on who exactly did that. We need to be able to involve the authorities to get deeper into that fact.
Right. And Susan Kimotoru, the you're the country coordinator. First, tell us briefly what Defy Hate is currently engaged with. I'm sorry, I should have started with this before I went to what I asked Lucy.
Thank you, Irene. And it's still well. So we all know Defy Hate now has been working on countering hate speech on social media as well as offline. And so currently, concerning the COVID-19 and the hate speech around COVID-19, Defy Hate has this campaign. We call it the Check 211. 211 check. It's all about verifying information that is taken out there concerning COVID-19, because there is a lot of misinformation about the virus. It's a very dangerous disease, and a lot of people are not aware about it, and some people are not taking it serious. So what Defy Hate is trying to do is to verify information to people, to let them know this is a very serious case and we need to do our part in order to prevent it and not get into the serious acts of people dying in South Sudan because of misinformation and not having the correct information.
So after verifying, what channels do you use to get to the people?
This is one of them. This is one of them. And also we are partnering with other national organizations who are working on the issue of COVID-19. And
Let me come in there.
So when we
fact find and we discover that there is some misinformation going around, I mean, you know, some of the common ones was that take tea without sugar. Very early in the morning, you know, to prevent from yourself from getting COVID-19. There's another one about steaming and hot water. There's plenty, some of which WHO
and
has
others,
already
others
busted.
Being the heat in Juba, not
exactly,
I mean,
the
being
heat
a factor,
can kill the virus. And also the youth cannot get the virus because they are young and strong. All that. So what we've done is we put this information that is fake and then we put the right one. Okay, so like South Sudan, what is the fact? This is the fact. South Sudan can actually get the virus, which is actually true right now.
Yes.
But before we had a case, people actually believed that because of the heat, there would not be coronavirus in South Sudan. And so we put this together, and then we have a group of all kinds of personalities in there. We're calling it the COVID-19 SS community.
Okay.
And this group has got journalists, it has medical personnel, it has NGOs, and it's a large group. And so we know that these are all influencers. And because most of the misinformation starts on social media, on this WhatsApp group where the misinformation comes in, we share what we have found going outside, and then we fact check and we put the right information, and then the same people who got the wrong information from the groups they're in, from the different social media they're
right,
in,
right.
Take out the right information and go and share it again there and say, hey, I saw this, but this is not true. This is what is true.
Right.
So we share the relevant links and the factual information, and we even direct them and clarify that the truest information is only coming from WHO, especially health-wise. It's WHO and the Ministry of Health as far as COVID-19 is concerned, and the task force, which is currently on the case. So that is one way that we're doing it. The other way, like Kim said, is coming to the radio and talking about it, because we have very many people who do not have access to smartphones. But what we are sure of is that most of the misinformation is gets off. It's always online, then it gets offline.
Oh, yeah.
It starts online.
Yep.
And then somebody sees it. And then I will go and tell Kim, who does not have a smartphone.
And
Kim will go and tell, and she'll call somebody else.
Oh, yes.
And as it continues, a lot other information is added to it.
Right.
It starts from A, and then it's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, Z, and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
And then it grows
and
bigger and bigger.
Right. Yes.
Exactly.
Right.
And the truth is, misinformation can actually lead to death. So we need to work on curbing it as much as possible.
And, everyone's it looks like it is actually a long way to go, because people out there think the South Sudanese community is gullible, given the fact that most of us are illiterate. And now, like you say, there's a link. So misinformation starts online, and then you go out there. So that person out there who has no access to smartphone, how will they then read between the lines of the right information? Or I mean, differentiating the right from the wrong.
Well, I would like to say that right now it's a process, like you said. So currently we're working on the online, and we hope that the NGOs and the personalities who have access to the common person who does not get information online is able to go and share it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think on Twitter, one of our followers commented that, "Oh, thank you for sharing this information. I will now go tell my grandmother, who is illiterate." Everything about COVID-19, I told my grandmother, listen to only me, because I have access to the right information.
Sure.
If you hear anything out there,
call
come
me
to
and
me
confirm.
First.
Yeah.
So it's our responsibility as young people who have access to the actual right information, which mostly is online, to take up this responsibility to communicate with our communities and our friends and the people we actually relate with, even at the shops. Just ask, do you know about COVID-19?
Yeah.
This is what it is, and this is what it is. I've done that with my neighbors, and you should do the same as well.
I am doing that with my neighbors.
And those who are listening.
Sorry, to add to what Lulu is saying, actually in one of the groups, I came across one of the guys, like, he's going to the grassroots and talking to the people at the grassroots.
Right.
And teaching them on how to social distance. And he took a very pretty picture where elders were having a discussion and the chairs were put separately from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this is amazing, because if this can reach to the grassroots, then they can be able to tell their kids in the house or, you know, the family members.
Yeah. Very
just
important
to add on
there.
That,
yes.
I mean, we have a young person I know that went to Bor and he called me recently and he told me, hey, by the way, I came here and I told these people what's up. And in fact, right now, they don't greet each other, you know.
Wow.
And they are washing their hands. And I was very excited. And that's just the way
to
go.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah. And it's our responsibility, all of us who have access to information, who know what's going on, to go out there and speak to the people. In case you just joined us right now, you're listening to the Mirror Breakfast Show, where the nation's biggest conversations begin every morning. And with me in the studio are Susan Kim Otor and also Lucy Kiden from Defy Hate. And they are coming. They released a press release that actually sought with attention that noticed that hate speech and xenophobic attacks and also sentiments are going on social media on and about. And like what Lucy said, misinformation is everywhere. And how do you tell, how do you read between the lines of misinformation? Now, like just the other day, somebody on Twitter said, Miraya, Radio is apologizing on behalf of SSPC for having announced COVID-19. And yet, I mean, it is crazy what is happening out
crazy.
There. So as people who are monitors online, what advice do you have for the internet users out there?
Honestly, I think once you can use internet, it means you are knowledgeable and you have an understanding on what's happened on in the internet. So my advice is that let's just be vigilant with the stories we share. our people are very vulnerable. And it's only us that can give them the correct information in order for them not to suffer the consequences on what's happening in the world.
Mm.
So let's just be careful with the information we share.
Right.
And let's try as much as possible to avoid sharing fake news. When I got that news, actually...
About Mariah apologizing?
Yes, about Mariah apologizing. It came to my mind, actually, South Sudanese are just trying to be reluctant about accepting that COVID-19 could come to South Sudan.
Right.
They just want to block the fact that we can have it.
Living in denial.
Yes, uh-huh. Living in denial. So they're trying all means possible not to allow it to come to South Sudan.
Mm.
And we are not going to help each other by doing that. We just right. need to accept the fact coronavirus is life.
Right.
It can get anyone. And until when you do the precaution that is needed from you, you are not safe.
Indeed. And yeah. Lucy?
Well, I would like to say that when you receive information, first of all, it's like she's like Kim said, we're all knowledgeable. And we have the wisdom.
Yeah.
By the time you're able to use the internet, you can read, you can write, and you have an understanding. And so, first of all, let's be aware of the verified news outlets, first of all, in South Sudan.
Right.
Know which outlet is verified and which one isn't.
Mm.
Now, for example, on Twitter, if the handle does not have a tick, then it's not verified and it's questionable. And in addition to that, the same applies to Facebook. And now, if you find a screenshot, like I'll use the example of Radio Mariah apologized, you need to look for the official Radio Mariah page and go see if there's actually an apology in there. Exactly.
Right.
The other thing is this goes especially to journalists know and have contacts of all kinds of big and especially communications people in the different media houses, in the different government organizations and NGOs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just right to make a call and say, hello, Radio Mariah, this is what I've seen online.
Is it true?
Mm-hmm. And then you're able to verify that and then share it with the masses. As a journalist, that is your actually ethical duty to do that. You need to fact check every time.
Right.
And then the other thing is, as much as we have tools to verify information, like for example, you can reverse search a video, you can reverse search an image to see if it has been changed or doctored. At the same time, you need to use your intellectual ability to just look at the information and see if it actually makes sense.
Mm.
Sometimes you can literally see that something is wrong with this picture. There's this particular one that was going around, and there was a president. There was a photo of an old man crying, and then it was said that this was the president of Italy crying.
Oh yes, I saw
that. And like, you know, what's happening there? He was actually the president of Brazil.
Things
are taken out of context, and it manipulates the brain and the mind to cause fear or sometimes false hope, which is very dangerous in a time like this.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to be very vigilant, to look deeper, look with the microscopic eyes, just read between the lines.
And
if you feel like something is wrong, don't share it. Don't share it. Verify fast before sharing.
Right. Ladies, thank you so much, of course, for making out time to come and speak to us. I would really want this to be prolonged, but time is not on my side.
We'll be back soon.
All right, just before I let you go, what would your parting shots be? Susan, Kim.
The thing is, this is what I'm going to say. Coronavirus is already in South Sudan, and it's about time we take the precaution very seriously and live by them and abide by them. And this is not the time of hating each other or throwing hate speech around, because violence will not solve coronavirus. Violence will not take it back where it came from, because there is a belief it came from China. It's not going to go back to China. It's already in South Sudan. So it's about time. Let's take the precaution. Let's do what you're told to do. And we'll be safe.
Thank you so much, Kim. Yeah. Lucy?
Right now, I think some of the two most important things. One is trust. Trust the authorities to give us the right information.
Right.
And right now, the authorities are the people who actually know about coronavirus.
Oh,
and that's WHO, the Ministry of Health, the task force, and as well as the health personnel who will be actually leading in the fight against COVID-19, as it has already reached here.
Right.
Secondly, I would like to say, let's avoid incitement and trying to cause more fear. We need more hope than we need fear in this season. And so as much as possible, let us, as much as we are social distancing, let's be there for each other.
Right.
And then finally, I would like to say information is very, very important at this point. Know the right information. Know what the disease is. Know where, how it came about. Know how the pathogen was discovered.
In other words, do some research.
Do some research. Don't be laid back expecting other people to give you information.
Right.
Know why some people are sharing that lemons are good. It may not be an exact treatment, but it has a kind of use, you know. So get into the internet and find out more information. Ask questions. Go to doctors. Right. Just get more information about this.
And it.
Yeah.
Losekiden and Susan K. Motor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Irene.
All right.